Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In today's program, we look at tobacco use and its effects as Jamaica prepares to observe World No Tobacco Day. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Statistics from the World Health Organization, the WHO, indicate that over 6 million persons die each year as a result of tobacco use, and of that figure, 600,000 die from secondhand smoke. It is for reasons such as these that Jamaica joins with the WHO and its partners to mark World No Tobacco Day on Sunday, May 31.
If we look at one cigarette, there's over 5,000 different chemicals which is inside of the cigarette itself, the tobacco. For example, the same thing you find in embalming, what is used, embalming fluid, what is used to preserve dead bodies, is a chemical which is in cigarette. Chemicals you find in batteries, chemicals you find in paint cleaner, in toilet bowl cleaner, carbon monoxide will come out of mufflers and different things. All of these chemicals are found in cigarettes.
Substance Abuse Officer at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Daniel Brown. He says tobacco use negatively affects the health of smokers as well as persons who are exposed to secondhand smoking.
92% of all oral cancer is caused from smoking, and 82% of all lung cancer is caused from smoking. I cannot name one benefit you get from smoking. Cigarette affects your health as well as it affects your pocket.
The WHO will use World No Tobacco Day to highlight the health risks associated with tobacco use and advocate for effective policies to reduce tobacco consumption. Already, the government, through the Ministry of Health, has been taking steps to reduce tobacco consumption in Jamaica. In fact, on July 15, 2013, the government imposed a ban on smoking in public places. This meant that members of the public will no longer have to involuntarily inhale tobacco smoke while in the public space. And on Sunday, May 31, Jamaica will use the occasion to continue to highlight the restriction on smoking in public places in a bid to ensure that the rights of non-smokers are upheld. Legal Officer in the Ministry, Cheryl Dennis, says under the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, there are obligations the country is mandated to uphold. She says the government, through the Ministry of Health, is acutely aware of the harm tobacco smoke can have on non-smoking Jamaicans.
What we're saying by virtue of the implementation of the regulations is that you do not have the right to exercise your right to the detriment of another person. So we have also borne in mind the harmful effects of secondhand smoke and the fact that people generally want to enjoy their public space freely.
World No Tobacco Day will be observed under the theme, Stop the Illicit Trade of Tobacco Products. As it relates to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013, the regulations forbid smoking in all enclosed places, including public transportation, workplaces, health and recreational facilities, schools and areas specified for use by children. Business establishments and entities were also directed to erect no smoking signs on buildings. But have you seen any changes since the ban was implemented almost 2 years ago? And what changes have you noticed? We took to the streets to get some answers to these questions.
Well, one major change I've seen is business places now, especially hotels, are more readily advertising the no smoking signs in particular areas, which some wouldn't have had before.
Boy, I don't think so, because what happened is that since the 2 ounce, there's still a lot of smoke. They take it more prevalently now in the cars and in the open air more than in the offices, but they're still smoking a lot still.
I think I hardly see people smoking now. Really? Something obviously is working.
Well, to be honest, you know, I kind of noticed it kind of cut down, but they still have one or two people just smoking around the place.
It seems like it's working. Yeah, I see less person smoking. That's how much I didn't realize, because they don't really smell it. So that means something is happening.
But by the discussions I've been hearing, it would suggest a change. And not only for public spaces, but I even hear people commenting about smoking next door. So I think there have been changes.
Those were some of the views of persons in the streets about the ban on smoking in public places. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.